Welcome back to From Fear to Fun, the podcast where we explore how small shifts in our behavior can transform pediatric care into something lighter, safer, and more humane for our patients and for us. Today's episode begins with a sentence that might feel uncomfortable, but is also deeply true. Your examination room is their dungeon. Let's talk about what that means and how we can change it. When a child walks into a medical examination room, they don't see what we see. We see equipment, we see tools, we see routine. They see a very strange place, almost a dungeon. And in a dungeon, you make no friends. You do not appreciate surprises, and you expect fear and pain. This is the emotional landscape they enter before we even say hello. So how can a doctor's visit be fun if the child believes that they are walking into a dungeon? Am I over-exaggerating here? Let's flip the perspective and imagine yourself. You are dragged against your will into a room full of strangers, and here you expect pain. Someone holds you tightly and you cannot escape. You see unfamiliar instruments and you wonder how they will hurt you. And then someone pokes you. You have no control. You have no say. You don't know how long it will last. This is the child experience. Not metaphorically, literally. Can you see how much this experience looks like torture? Congratulations, you now understand the emotional experience of a pediatric patient. For this reason, I say your examination room is their dungeon. So what do we do? The question at the heart of this entire series is, could the encounter between a child and a healthcare provider be different? I strongly believe the answer is yes. Not because I've always known how to do it, but because I've learned often the hard way. What is my background here? I'm an ENT specialist. I've worked with patients from neonates to the elderly. And every mistake, every pitfall I describe in this podcast, I have made myself more than once. This podcast is not about perfection. It is a story of learning, of falling into pitfalls and climbing out again with better tools. My aim and the purpose of this entire project is simple. Let the examination room no longer be a dungeon. Let it become a safe place where we meet on eye level, a place where the child feels seen, the parents feel supported, and the clinician feels connected rather than exhausted. A place where the encounter with a medical specialist is not something to fear, but something that might even be, dare I say it, fun. Fun doesn't mean silly. Fun doesn't mean unprofessional. Fun means safe. Fun means humane. Fun means the child's nervous system can breathe. So here's the vision. A pediatric encounter where the child walks in expecting fear and walks out having experienced something entirely different. A moment of connection, a moment of empowerment, a moment where the dungeon becomes a place of curiosity, trust, and even joy. This is possible. I've seen it, I've lived it, I want to share everything I've learned so you can create it too. Thank you for joining me for this episode of From Fear to Fun. In the following episodes, we will explore the obstacles that are typically in our way. We need to understand what's wrong before we can move to practical tools, mindset, and microbehaviors that can transform your examination room from a place of fear into a place of adventure. Because when we change the image of the room, we change the experience. And when we change the experience, we change the consultation.